Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Today is primary day in Virginia. As Virginians go to pick the next governor and lieutenant governor, advance them into the general election. And we've been speaking to some of the candidates. And one of those candidates is here with us this morning. Ed Gillespie joins us now on Mornings on the Mall. Ed, thank you so much for taking some time out this morning.
Thanks for having me. Vince, good to be with you this morning.
Where are you calling us from? Are you out on the road already visiting polling sites, trying to influence voters or what?
Well, I'm actually doing a little radio like this one, and then actually right after this, I leave and standing in front of polls all day long until 7 o'clock tonight.
Right on.
When the polls close.
Right on. So speaking of polls, there was a curious one that's been making the rounds over the last few days, which is this thing called Change Research. Now, I should preface this by saying I have no idea if these guys are right, but they've had some success in what limited polling they've done. And in that, they suggest that everything we've heard about Virginia is completely wrong, that this race for the primaries on the primary side is neck and neck, and that you and Corey Stewart do not have a clear frontrunner situation going on. What do you say to that, and is your sense that this race is actually sort of over by now?
No, I feel good about the race, but I take nothing for granted, and my supporters need to go out and vote today. So if you want to win this race in November and make sure that we have a conservative governor in Richmond and that we cut our taxes 10% across the board, which would be the first cut in our income tax rates in 45 years, and give parents greater choice over our children's education, and you want to have someone who's been endorsed yesterday, just yesterday, the American Conservative Union, the ACU, which is, the, as you know, the host of the annual CPAC conference and one of the oldest conservative organizations in the country, endorsed me for governor on top of the National Right to Life Committee endorsing me last week. You know, if those things matter to you, go out and vote today and vote for me, Ed Gillespie, in the Republican primary.
What is the one thing about you that people don't know that you wish they would know?
I wish they would know that I'm really driven by my desire to make the Commonwealth a better place for all Virginians. And I love Virginia. Virginia is inside. If you look at my logo, one of the things I love about my logo is, you know, Virginia, the silhouette of Virginia is inside the name Ed. And, you know, if I'm given the opportunity to serve, I'll be an honest, ethical, faithful servant leader worthy of Virginia. And I hope by the end of, by November, if I'm the nominee as of today, people will know that. But that's my job, is to make sure they do.
Is this election going to be a reflection of the Trump presidency?
Well, we're a state that's heavily affected by federal policies. And, those are always a factor in our races. I'd like to make sure that my policies would diversify our economy, make us less reliant and less affected by federal policies. But the fact is, when it comes to Virginia, if you look at things like letting us get more transportation dollars into Virginia from what we send to Washington, D.C., building more ships in Newport News, stopping the war on coal with the Clean Power Plan, and which has such a devastating effect on miners and families in Southwest Virginia, but also anyone who pays electric bills, and making sure Norfolk remains the largest naval base in the world. You know, those things that the Trump administration is putting forward would be good for us. When there are things that aren't good for Virginia, I'm going to stand up for Virginia. I don't think we should zero out the Chesapeake Bay Cleanup Fund, and I'm with our congressional delegation in on that, including Scott Taylor and Rob Whitman, and who represent the parts of the Chesapeake Bay areas of our Commonwealth. And So, you know, we're always affected by federal policies in Washington, D.C., always a factor. But my tax cuts, across the board income tax rate cuts, would create 53,000 good-paying, full-time private sector jobs. That's a 25% increase over the current projections. And it would unleash entrepreneurship and innovators in a way that I think would help us diversify our economy, Mary.
You know, speaking about President Trump, your opponents have sort of made that the litmus test, it seems like, in this race of your proximity to Trump. In fact, one of your opponents saying that unhinged liberals are going after the president and that you won't stop them. How do you respond to that?
Well, I voted for the president, and I want to see him succeed in making sure that there are, you know, more good-paying jobs in America. But my job is to focus on Virginia. And, you know, Virginia, the governorship is about the future of the Commonwealth we love. And it's not my job to always be for the president or always be against him if I'm elected governor. It's my job to stand up for Virginia and make sure that, the policies we're passing in Richmond in our General Assembly are going to improve our public schools and that we can pave more roads and that we can create more jobs and help people lift themselves out of poverty. And, you know, that's the focus for me is if I'm entrusted with the governorship of the Commonwealth we love, that will be my priority is Virginia, any political figure in any party.
What little polling we've seen on Republicans versus Democrats in the state, whether it's Tom Perriello or Ralph Northam that advances, suggests that those guys have big leads. And it's led some – Virginia's an open primary. I've seen Republicans say this morning that they'd rather vote for Northam right now because they kind of know Ed Gillespie's going to make it through and they'd rather at least have a moderate Democrat for you to face. What's your sense of all of this, and who would you rather face should you win today?
You know, I leave that to the pundits and the analysts. I'm running for the governorship on policies I know will benefit all Virginians. And I'll be a governor for all Virginians. And no matter who the Democrats put forward, doesn't really matter to me. I'm going to run my campaign. I'm going to run my race based on the issues and the policies I know we need to enact here in Virginia to get Virginia growing again. And let me just tell you something, Vince. We're in trouble here. You know, the fact is that we have had 5 straight years of anemic economic growth. We're 39th on the latest list in terms of economic growth rates. And by the end of the next governorship, this is where Virginia is. We're either going to be a lot more like states to our north, like New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, with high taxes and heavy regulations and public sector unionism and a stifling top-down approach to economics. And in the bottom half of states when it comes to economic growth, which is where we are with them, behind all 3 of those right now. Well, we're going to be more like states to our south, more like the Carolinas, Georgia, Florida, which are in the top 20 states in economic growth with dynamic economies and lower taxes and fewer regulations. We need to be more like that. But by the end of the next governorship, the choice we have in Virginia, we're either going to be the northernmost southeastern state or we're going to be the southernmost northeastern state. And we need to be more like those dynamic economies, you know, the Sun Belt, not rusty economies in the Northeast. We need to have dynamic, innovative economies that provide opportunities for our young adults who are graduating from our high schools and colleges and universities to be able to have a career here in Virginia.
Ed Gillespie, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck today. We appreciate your time. I know you have a very busy day. Thank you.
Thanks. I hope to see folks out at the polls today. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thanks, Ed.
That's Ed Gillespie, Republican gubernatorial candidate for the state of Virginia.